This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I am broadcasting live from Lake Tahoe's Hera, Las Vegas. Not Hera's Las Vegas, Hera's Lake Tahoe. There's a Hera's in Las Vegas, see? We always talk about Hera's Las Vegas, but I'm in Lake Tahoe. All right, sorry, that's what happens when you're at a medical conference. There's a medical conference, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, and I know a lot of you guys think I don't go to conferences and I don't pay attention and I don't go to, you know, class and I just go for the parties. Well, that's not true. I did sit in class. I'm not in class now because I'm broadcasting, but I am going to go back to class and I'm going to listen. I'm not going to play Candy Crush, but I am going to still tweet news. I mean, I still have to work and I still have to, you know, be, you know, present for you all. But it's kind of, I'm kind of in a private room right now, because I didn't want to do this in front of other doctors because I like to make fun of everybody, right? Okay, and so here's the scoop. Okay, this is kind of funny. Okay, so you guys know I'm a doctor, right? Okay. I know. It's a shock. Okay. So, yeah, I went to University of Nevada School of Medicine. I'm an MD. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, they're getting a lot of flack, you know, on, you know, how the hell they could have, you know, graduated somebody like me. You know, really? Really? Does she know any medicine? Yes, I do. I know a lot of medicine. I'm pretty damn good. And I've passed every single board. So I haven't failed once at a board. So everybody leave me alone. Okay. I know my stuff. But anyway, doctors are kind of dorky. Okay, true, you got some of these studs, you know, like these orthopedic surgeons or these surgeons. They are so hot. I love surgeons. It's just so sexy. But if you're not a surgeon in medical school, and I talked to you guys about the medical school class, you know, how the hierarchy was socially, the studs would kind of sit on the sides, maybe they sit in the center. Some of them would even sit up front, you know, but usually they were just so cool. They were just too cool for school. Then you had the very geeky, dorky ones who would sit in the front of the class. And, you know, they wanted the teachers to see that they were there. It's different now. Now there's people in the front of the class, and they're not dorks. They're, like, now my favorite students. I'm like, oh, man, that's so cool. You sit in the front. See? Okay, but back then in the 90s, if you sat in the front of the class, you were a dork. Now me, I was always in the back of the class. I would come late, leave early, you know, because I had things to do. Right? I had things to see and people to do. I was a busy girl. And so, had to go potty, you know, had a bad period. I just didn't want to get up and everybody see me. So I was in the back of the class with my buddy Jeff and Mark and Matt and, you know, everybody else. And so even though we thought we were the cooler ones, not being surgeon types, you know, because we were in the back of the class, we were still dorks. Now, fast forward to a bunch of us middle-aged or older, so you have a lot of baby boomers, and you put us all in a room together, and you don't have jocks, a lot of them, because, you know, we're family medicine doctors. This is a family medicine conference, so you really don't have any orthopedists. You don't have any general surgeons. You don't have any plastic surgeons. So the plastic surgeons, I mean, they take limos to these conferences, right? You don't, maybe you have some neurosurgeons giving talks, so you may have a couple of them give some talks. You got the radiologists. The radiologists are cool because, you know, what do radiologists do? Radiologists take a picture and they look at a picture. Okay, you know, so we give them crap. You know, so we think we're cooler than the radiologists because they're just sitting there doing selfies and looking at other people's selfies. True, it's an MRI or it's in the form of an X-ray, but still, yeah, you know, I could do that on Facebook all day, really. So here we are, a bunch of family docs, and we're a bunch of dorks, but when you get all together and party, we think we are so cool. So usually with these conferences, you know, you're in class all day, and then the conference sponsors a cocktail hour. Or they sponsor, and the NAFP really has some good parties. They do. And so we have this big wine tasting event, and I don't like wine, you know, so, but, you know, I like the idea of, you know, free alcohol. So, yeah, you know, I'll make it work. If I have a headache or a migraine, I'll, you know, figure out something for it. But anyway, that's what narcotics are for. I'm joking. No narcotics. I got an Excedrin migraine. And I haven't had to take it, so it looks like it was good wine that they were serving. And then there was a reception at the, they call it the hospitality suite. So we, you know, I start to see how other people are, and oh my gosh. Okay, everybody's really funny. Some of them start to dance. Now, we can't dance. Family doctors, maybe some of us can dance. Maybe some of us are musically inclined. Have any of you guys ever seen me dance? I think there's a YouTube video of me doing the, I'm all about the bass, or wait, what is it? All about the bass, no treble. That one, I was dancing to that, so I was shaking my booty to that one. But other than that, I don't think there's any evidence of me dancing. I hope there's no evidence of me. I can't dance. Yet if I'm around a bunch of family docs and I think I'm like cool, yeah, I think I'm like, you know, the head cheerleader, right? Oh yeah, I will dance. So it's kind of funny because a bunch of us are kind of dorks. And you know what? I think that makes us cool. You know, I hated how in high school, if you weren't in the popular group and I wasn't, you know, then you're not going to have as much fun. And you know, when I think back to high school, I still had fun. I had a lot of fun with my friends. And when I think back to these conferences, we have a lot of fun. I know some of you are like, wait a second. So a bunch of doctors are up in Lake Tahoe right now. Who's on call? I don't know who's on call. All I know is when I went to the airport in Las Vegas for all of us to come up there, I mean, most of us took up the plane. I'm like, guys, I don't know who the hell is going to handle patients or admit people to the hospital, but we're all up here. You guys are on your own this weekend. Now, not everybody in Las Vegas is a family doc. You got internists, you got a lot of primary care, you got some ER docs down there, so not everybody came to this conference. So I'm sure if you're in Las Vegas, there's somebody that is going to answer, you know, your call. You know, for whatever prescription you need, Viagra. But it was very interesting. Now, I know some of you are like, well, is Dr. Dahlia going to teach us some of the stuff she learned at the conference? I will when I start going to classes. I had to kind of prepare for my show. I had to help, you know, kind of prepare for the wine party. But there were some good lectures yesterday. The radiologist talked. That was really good. He showed us mammograms and showed us how the 3D mammogram is really, really cool and how there's a lot of new things they're doing with mammograms. You know, and I told them, look, you know, in my mammogram, my doctor diagnosed bunions. And he's like, there's no way your foot was up at the level of the breast. I go, no, but my breasts are at the level of my foot. So I got a bunion diagnosis, and they charged me twice for the x-ray. But anyway, so it'll be good. I'll teach you guys as much as I can teach you. But the reason why I'm on air is because, we got a lot going on. We also want to talk about what's going on with Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn has some sexual misconduct allegations. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, Kyle, and Scott, who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had sent me an alert this weekend or prior, because I was at this conference, about Steve Wynn and what's the latest going on with that. And for those of you who have probably heard the news over the last few days, casino mogul Steve Wynn apparently has been accused of, quote, a pattern of sexual misconduct in a Wall Street Journal report. And I guess the Wall Street Journal reported that he has used his power over their livelihoods to pressure the manicurist and massage therapist for sex. Apparently there's a lot of, I guess, allegations from manicurists and massage therapists. And according to The report, it says, former employees said their awareness of Mr. Wynn's power in Las Vegas, combined with the knowledge that the jobs they held were among the best paid available there, added up to a feeling of dependence and intimidation when he made requests of them. Some said that feeling was heightened at time by the presence of a confined office space of one or more of his German shepherds, trained to respond to commands in German. Now, he said, the idea that I ever assaulted any woman is preposterous. He told in a statement to NBC News, Steve Wynn, we find ourselves in a world where people can make allegations regardless of the truth, and a person is left with the choice of weathering insulting publicity or engaging in multi-year lawsuits. And from what we understand, he is in a current lawsuit with his ex-wife, Elaine Wynn. And so in a separate statement, Wynn Resorts said the company requires all workers to undergo anti-harassment training and has a hotline that any employee can use anonymously without fear of retaliation. But the company statement said since the inception of the company, not one complaint was made to that hotline regarding Mr. Wynn. Now, he also claimed the journal article was the continued work of my ex-wife, Elaine Wynn, with whom I am involved in a terrible and nasty lawsuit in which she is seeking a revised settlement. Wynn said, she has explicitly threatened to slander and destroy me, and I am surprised that the media is allowing itself to be used to advance this agenda. So apparently, the Wall Street Journal said in the story that the paper based its reporting on interviews with 150 current and former Wynn employees, and that none reached out to the journal on their own. So, apparently salon workers said this was part of a decades-long pattern of sexual misconduct. One said, one case was married managers who claimed Steve Wynn forced her to have sex with him not long after he opened his flagship Wynn Casino in 2005. And then apparently there might have been a settlement, a $7.5 million settlement, according to the Wall Street Journal. Then there's another one where a Wynn massage therapist told the paper that her boss insisted she masturbate him during their hour-long sessions and that afterwards he would hand her $1,000 in cash, which was, quote, the same amount as before the sexual activity began. So there's tons of little reports. And now the RNC, as Steve Wynn has been, I apologize, now I'm having... Oh, I apologize. Now I'm having issues with my internet. All right. Well, hopefully I'm coming in. But anyway, many Republicans are now starting to give away some of the donations that Steve Wynn has made to the RNC. He was, as you know, Republican National Committee's finance chairman, and he has resigned. And this is just one of the next of some major powerful people that are starting to be brought down by these sexual misconduct allegations. Now, I've been asked about these hotlines, these sexual assault hotlines, and how effective are they? When you are paranoid about you losing your job, paranoid about computers, paranoid about privacy, paranoid about hackers, etc., I think more often than not, the average employee is not going to trust a, quote, anonymous outlet to vent or et cetera. I mean, you know, I had an issue with one of my jobs, and I tried to send through an email. If you send through an email, you have an IP address. And so I just put my name all over it. I'm like, I'm not even going to try to pretend that this is anonymous. I'm just going to just put my name on it because this is, you have my IP address. You have the email. You have the, and I know there's ways where these hotlines can be done where it's a rotary phone or it's, and I get that. But the average employee does not think that they have 100% privacy or anonymity. And, we always see the government's watching us. We always think that, at any time something could get hacked. I mean, it's crazy. I'll buy a dress and, it's not going to be a size 2 dress. And then all of a sudden I get all these dress ads, from big voluptuous women. I'm like, okay, first of all, I didn't buy that size. I bought a lot smaller, but, thank you for thinking I'm voluptuous and need this type of size dress. And I'm like, but how did you know? You're always being watched. Your computer's being watched. In fact, I have like tape now over my camera. I don't know if you guys have a laptop with a camera on it. I now have tape on that because I'm sick of it being hacked. The other day, I was in a group text with my family because I'm up here for this conference. And all of a sudden, somebody else jumps on the text. And I didn't add that person to the text. My kids didn't. My husband didn't. How did somebody jump onto our text and then possibly read our other. I didn't know that sort of hacking could happen. And then I'm kind of wrote back to him or her. You know, I'm like, look, you know, I'm sorry. Because I'm like, look, I don't want to get these texts. They look private. And I'm like, sorry this happened. Not sure how you got on there. And then he goes or she goes, yeah, what city are you guys in? So, you know, I gave the wrong city, of course. But that was odd that somebody could hack into your own phone or hack onto your own texts. You guys may know more about that than I. So when we, you know, hear of these cases, these allegations, you know, and now Steve Wynn has to, you know, I have no idea what's true, what's not. But now he has to, defend himself. And from what we understand, multiple members of Congress are going to give donations that were given from Wynn to a charity. So House Speaker Paul Ryan said he's going to donate $1,000 he received from a Wynn's Resorts affiliated group to charity. Senator Rob Portman is going to give the $2,700 he received from Wynn. Representative Karen Handel is going to donate the money she received from Wynn. So now, you know, once a sexual harassment allegation or misconduct allegation comes into the scene, it doesn't matter how innocent you are or not, everything is tainted. So the RNC now is kind of scrambling to say, okay, we're not keeping the money, we're not keeping the money, because I don't want anybody to say we have the money from somebody who possibly performed sexual misconduct, even though we don't know if he's guilty or innocent. And, so for those employees who are being now asked, why didn't you use the hotline? It is interesting how in all these years, nothing has come up, and then all of a sudden, 150 women. That is interesting. But then again, we've talked about how, you know, when abuse happens, you don't that day go out and tell everybody. Sometimes you just don't tell anybody. And then when you do feel empowered, you're like, well, me too. I mean, that happened to me. I'm just as guilty with that. I wasn't going to say what happened to me when I went to school. No way to anybody around then. No way. Because I wanted to get to where I needed to go. And the smartest thing for me and the most selfish thing for me was to keep quiet. Right? But it was selfish. And I look back and I go, well, you know, these people could have done that to other people. But I was scared. And when you're a victim, you just go, well, I just let me move on. Because you're re-victimized when you do make a complaint. And I wanted whatever happened, a few different things happened, I wanted it just done. Move on. The 4 or 5 minute episode was horrible, but let me get past it. The last thing I want to do is have years of it rehashed. So the average person isn't going to say something until there's a whole group of people that go, look, you got to help us. You know, if you were a victim, you have to help us. If you were a victim, you got to say something. And that's why you have a lot of people coming forward now going, me too, me too. Because then it makes people who were assaulted go, well, you know what? If, you know, that happened to, you know, this actress and this actress and this person, and they turned out okay, looks like I'll turn out okay. And, looks like I didn't have to put up with it. So the critique that people stayed quiet for so long is an understandable critique. I see why, you know, it can look suspect, but in the psychology of things, yeah, the average person is going to kind of keep quiet. They're just not going to want to rehash it. They're not going to want people to know about it. They're embarrassed. And the average person thinks it's their fault. I did. I thought it was my fault. You always think it's your fault. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I shouldn't have been there. Because that was that type of thinking back then. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. But it's a real shame. It's a shame. And this isn't the end of what we're going. There's going to be so many more allegations on people coming out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently New York is being overwhelmed when it comes to the flu, that Chuck Schumer is turning to the government for help. He's asking the feds to send in a special flu fighting team to help combat the spread of the illness. We'll be right back and tell you more about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Sure, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Senator Chuck Schumer of New York and the Senate Minority Leader says the CDC should designate a, quote, domestic flu surveillance team for New York State. The federal team will collect data on the viruses spread across New York, tracking which strains are taking the biggest toll and whether disease is changing as it spreads. The information the team collects would help improve the flu vaccine and in issuing public health advisories about what symptoms to look out for and the best treatment. Now, doesn't the CDC do that? Is it the CDC and then health departments in each city and county already supposed to do that? I don't know why we have to have another team doing that. Either somebody's not doing their job, or someone's not doing the job. That's exactly what I mean, if any of you guys work in the health department or work for the CDC, you're probably like, but we do that all the time. Chuck Schumer says a New York-specific flu surveillance team would help take the state's temperature on the epidemic and help break its fever. Don't they have a New York Department of Health that does that? As of January 18th, the weekly rate of hospitalizations for the flu in New York was the highest it has been since reporting began in 2004. At least 5,200 people have been hospitalized around the state so far this flu season, compared with 3,500 for all of last season. A flu season typically peaks in February but can continue until May. Nearly 20,000 New York residents have come down with the flu this season. According to Chuck Schumer, with record-setting highs this season, it's absolutely critical that New York has the resources it needs to track the flu's path, gather intelligence, and combat this powerful virus. But there's already that site on the CDC that tracks the flu. I don't know. Someone needs to clue him in. Unless it's just not giving him the data that he needs, and then maybe we do need to do better tracking. Said the CDC should immediately designate a special domestic flu surveillance team for New York to hone in on the virus and augment the great work of our local hospitals and health departments. Well, then I guess that it isn't enough information. That is an issue, and by the way, it would have helped a little earlier. Now, we're being told that a young 7-year-old had unfortunately was diagnosed with the flu, and then, I'm sorry, we get all these pop-ups. A Florida 7th grader, we talked about that one, but there was another one where it was originally diagnosed as strep throat. And, you know, again, it's been causing a lot of anxiety to people where, you know, little 7-year-olds, little healthy, you know, people getting, you know, dying that were healthy. I mean, you know, you're, and I'm not saying just because somebody's sick, it's going to be like, all right, well, you know, some guys. Nobody deserves it. Nobody, you know, if you have diabetes, if you have an immunosuppressed disease, you don't deserve to, you know, we in this day and age should be able to combat a lot. Okay? You know, the average diabetic now lives very long life, right? The average immunosuppressed person lives. So, you know, we've been doing amazing. But when you have somebody who has absolutely, you know, no recent medical history, you know, die, it makes you nervous that we are looking at one hell of a nasty bug. He's from Hurt, Virginia. I believe that's 30 miles south of Lynchburg. And he tested positive for both the flu and strep throat. Kevin Baines Jr. was sent home from school Friday after throwing up and falling asleep in class, his father said Monday morning. He was taken to the ER Saturday morning where doctors gave him a couple prescriptions after testing positive for both illnesses. The father said the boy slept throughout most of the day, but he could not hold down food or water. The next morning, his older sister tried to wake him up, but he was cold and not breathing. Parents called 911. Now, an autopsy is being performed, but what's very scary about this is he was seen, you know, he came home from school Friday, looks like was seen Saturday, was given a couple prescriptions after testing positive, so my guess is those two prescriptions were something for the strep, something for the flu, and he still died. Which is why I am very, very concerned about the bacterial strain. You know, we're like Chuck Schumer and everybody's calling for a lot of help with this flu. And they're right. You know, this flu is a bad one. But should we also be calling for surveillance on what are these bacterial strains that are causing the ultimate death of these individuals? You know, I told you, the average kid is immunized against, pneumococcal pneumonia through Prevnar, and that may not offer protection all the time when it comes to strep or et cetera. We, you know, these streptococci, there's various different strains of such, but we have protection against pneumonia with kids. Not all pneumonias, because there's tons of different types. And so, you know, and multiple vaccines, you know, protect you against Haemophilus influenza, and there's that, which is a bacteria, by the way. There's a bacteria called H. flu. I know. I'm like, why are you calling it influenza? It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, we're getting vaccinated. You know, these kids are in, you know, well-nourished areas. You know, we're not in a third world country. And then all of a sudden, these viruses are taking people down. I think this flu season, people say, oh, it's the media and it's all hype. And yes, people die every year, but the numbers are more than other previous years. And when you see healthy people go down, it does scare you. You can still get the flu shot. I know we're, not to February yet, but you could still, this is when flu peaks. So unfortunately, we're going to hear a lot more of these stories, get the flu shot. But what do you do as a parent? You got to let the kid rest, right? So you're going to let the kid rest and go to bed and unfortunately wake up the next day dead. That's scary. I recommend that you stay next to that child. Make sure you get the vaccine and you sleep next to that child and you watch that child's breathing. And if that child did develop pneumonia, not all children cough with pneumonia. They have a fast heart rate and they have a fast breathing rate. Yeah, they may not always manifest and represent, and look like an adult does. And so maybe what happened is the antibiotics were just too little too late. That's scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a young couple, Canadian couple, went to the Dominican Republic. Oh, Punta Cana is there. Oh, what am I thinking of in Puerto Vallarta? Oh my gosh. Okay. So they returned from the Dominican Republic and, they wanted to travel somewhere tropical and they are now warning us of the risk of walking barefoot in the sand because they came home with incredibly itchy feet. Boy, sorry guys. I'm trying to think of what I was thinking that's next to Puerto Vallarta. It's called Punta something. Anyway, Katie Stevens, 22 years old of Ontario, said while staying at the IFA Villa Spavaro Resort in Punta Cana, she and her boyfriend, 25-year-old Eddie Zeitner, found that we were scratching our feet quite a bit. She told the news station that they heard about sand fleas and thought it was maybe that. And boy, did their feet blister up and look bad. After returning home, their feet became very swollen. Small bumps had developed on the toes. And the couple thought it was maybe bug bites that kept on getting worse. So doctors were stumped because, remember, they came back to Canada. Okay? But one of the doctors recognized it because he had seen a similar case from a tourist who traveled to Thailand. So the couple contracted larva migrans, known as hookworms. She said she likely came into contact with the parasites while walking on the sandy beaches of the resort in Punta Cana. So the doctor gave them ivermectin, which is a medicine used to kill the worms. And I think, I forget if it's a one dose. I have to double check. And so one of the patients said Canada's National Public Health Department denied the request for the medication because it's not licensed in Canada. So the mom had to drive to Detroit, Michigan to get the medicine. This has been reported by Fox News. Stevens added that she shared a story to Facebook to warn people who travel to tropical areas, and Zeitner said he warned doctors to become more aware of the condition. We want to make it known to more doctors what it is and to look for and stuff, he writes, because it took us a few trips to the hospital to find out what it was. Now, their feet are getting better. But very interesting, they live in Canada, and Canada wanted to give them the medication. So they had to go to America to get the medication. Not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we got some breaking news. Vaping may raise cancer and heart disease risk. So we have a study that is finding evidence that the nicotine inhaled from e-cigs can be converted into chemicals that damage DNA in the heart, lungs, and bladder, plus dampen the body's genetic repair mechanisms. So we're going to talk about that. And we still have teenagers eating Tide Pods. Are you kidding me? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. As usual, I have to eat some crow. It's Punta Mita. Punta Mita is near Puerto Verde. Okay? Punta Cana is in the Dominican Republic. And I should know that because that's where we flew. So I apologize. I got an A in geography in school, but I guess that doesn't mean Jack Diddley Squat. So we have a study saying vaping causes cancer. Why? Because the cells mutated very similarly to regular smoke. So here we go. All right. This is out of the New York University, Moon Shong Tang and his team. All right. Had subjective cultured human bladder and lung cells to e-cigarette vapor. And e-cig vapor is not supposed to be as dangerous as cigarette smoke. That's the whole, you know, promotional, you know, dig that, you know, advertisers give to us in terms of, oh, I don't know, you know, if you smoke this, at least you get to feel your nicotine, you get to feel that little bit of a buzz, you get to look cool, but you're not gonna get the health effects of smoking like heart disease and cancer. Well, according to this study, yes, you can. So they found that the cells mutated and became cancerous at a much higher rate than expected, and mice exposed to the smoke also suffered significant DNA damage. So the New York University team warns their findings that were published today bring into question the popular belief that vaping nicotine is safe and is a safe alternative to smoking cigarettes. This comes just days after the FDA rejected Philip Morris's healthy IQOS electronic vaping product, saying it is not healthier than tobacco. E-cig smoke delivers nicotine through these aerosols. It has to heat up the vapor. And so with the heating of it, you can change the chemical compounds and structures. And they could be changed to something inert, or they could be changed to something that's not benign. So, they say tobacco contains nitrosamines and many carcinogenic chemicals from burning, but these electronic cigarette smoke, ECS, has nicotine and some, quote, relatively harmless organic solvents. Hence, vaping is not supposed to be carcinogenic. Now, a recent study found that e-cig smokers had 97% less lung carcinogens in their body fluids compared to tobacco smokers. So people go, oh, okay, well, then that's a good sign. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, 100% safe. So this new study from Dr. Moon Shong Tang of the Environmental Medicine Department at New York University was an investigation, according to Daily Mail, into the belief that other products in tobacco, not nicotine, are the ones that cause cancer and other health woes. But I learned in medical school that nicotine was maybe not in itself carcinogenic, but could put you at risk for cancer because nicotine paralyzed the cilia. This is what I was taught in the 90s, where the little cilia, the little brush border that will sweep stuff out of the respiratory tree, nicotine may paralyze that. So if you don't have a current spewing stuff out, it could settle into the lung and cause cancer. So your cilia is a defense mechanism against cancer that nicotine was affecting. We knew that 20, 30 years ago. So they subjected mice and human cells to these vapor, and they conclude that although vaping delivers few carcinogens than tobacco smoke, e-cig smokers might have a higher risk than non-smokers of developing lung and bladder cancers and heart disease. Now, remember I told you Philip Morris wanted to, get the FDA to approve their heating unit of a tobacco leaf that was supposed to be safer? They rejected it. All right? So they wanted to make this reduced-risk tobacco product. And they wanted it sanctioned and to get FDA clearance, but no. Now, they say adult smoking rate has fallen to an all-time low of 15%, but vaping has gone up, as well as obesity. So looking a little bit more into this, tobacco smoke, as we know, contains thousands of chemicals, right? Okay. Dr. Tank exposed mice to these e-cig smoke 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for 3 months. The amount of nicotine in the vapor was about 10 milligrams per milliliter, making it as concentrated as the e-cig smoke that humans inhale. And this is kind of a large dose of nicotine. At the end of 3 months, Tang found DNA damage to the hearts, lungs, and bladders of mice exposed to the vapors that was not evident to a control group of animals that breathed filtered air. They also found that the natural DNA repair mechanisms were also suppressed in the mice. So Tang went on to look at human lung and bladder cells and found that exposing the cells to nicotine and its breakdown products made the cells turn into tumor tissue more easily. So, when they looked at human lung and bladder cells, they found exposing this to the vape products made the cells turn into tumor more easily. So, we're going to have more of this on my website at drdahlia.com and on Facebook and Twitter. But, you do have some critics going, wait a second here. Okay, you know, that doesn't mean we have to scare everybody. But, no, it just means that, you know, look, you know, we need to kind of rethink what every time we try to do something that's safer and healthier, we could be putting ourselves at risk for something else. Now, mind you, every doctor out there would probably say, I'd rather people be off the smoking, and if people are going to be now obese, and we're going to have an obesity epidemic, I'd rather deal with obesity than all the bad things that cigarette smoke cause. So I think most of us shall, I can't say all, but I think the majority of us would say, okay, we agree with that statement. Would rather deal with obesity than not. But the thing is it's not just an obesity epidemic we're dealing with now that we curb smoking. Now we're also dealing with the vaping epidemic. So, you know, rather than just, you know, saying, all right, get people off smoking and tell people quit smoking. Or, you know, here, we're having an opioid crisis, increase people's access to marijuana. We need to kind of deal with the problem at hand, okay? People like to stick things in the mouth. That's just what people like to do, okay? People like to get a buzz. People like to get an energy lift. People like to curb their appetite. People want to put something, this is something that people want to do. And I don't know if we're going to come up with a substitute. Some people are saying, why don't we come up with a caffeine gum? Maybe we could give somebody caffeine gum so they could, you know, chew and get their caffeine boost. Well, I don't know. Is if we start to, and there's going to be a lot of caffeine products that flood the market. Well, then now we're going to have a bunch of people that need more anti-anxiety medicines and sleeping aids. I don't think that's good. It's always a revolving door of problems. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, people say, well, exercise and good diet. Yeah, I agree. Exercise and good diet. But I exercise a lot. Do I still want to put chocolate in my mouth? Yeah. I still like chocolate. I still like carbs. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. This is no big surprise when it comes to, all right, well, vaping's not 100% healthy, and this is just one study. But when you have science say, look, there's DNA damage, be careful, you got to kind of listen. All right, so despite efforts from Procter & Gamble, Amazon, and YouTube to stop teenagers from eating Tide Pods for laundry, the American Association of Poison Control Centers reported that the number of exposed cases to the detergent has skyrocketed. They said the AAPCC reported 39 cases of teens being exposed to the detergent in Tide Pods in 2016, then 53 in 2017, and now they've reported 86 cases in the first 21 days of the year. So the agency sent out a warning of the intentional exposures continuing to rise. This is so stupid. Now, I tried to show some other doctors here at this conference, what this looks like when these kids do the Tide Pod challenges, and very commendable, YouTube has already taken all that down. So YouTube has gotten on it. It may be a little too late. So eating Tide Pods started as a challenge on social media. Teenagers began posting videos of themselves chewing and gagging on these little cute, small, colorful detergent pods, daring others to follow suit. Some social media users have posted videos of themselves cooking the pods before eating them. Are you kidding me? What are you doing, sauteing them? You're putting them in a wok? That makes no sense. So, Amazon sells Tide Pods on its site, disabled comments from users who wrote that they were delicious. These people are such idiots. Can you believe it? Yeah, you have comments. When they rate and review, they go delicious. So some kid's going to be like, ooh, I want to stick it in my mouth. So Procter & Gamble, which makes the pods, told Fox Business that they have no plans to discontinue producing the detergent packets. They said the company said it is working with Facebook and YouTube to take down videos of teens eating the pods. Yeah, I don't know how much responsibility. Procter & Gamble makes this cute little product that we all want to touch and play with. Kids want to put in their mouths. Should they just discontinue it because people are stupid? We're in this day and age, we have stupid people out there. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.